Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is absolutely. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, but it's evil fucking every day anymore. But it's also the 7th day of September 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 82 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 89 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, I mean, there was some thunder clouds earlier. I mean, you heard a few cracks of thunder. Hope it didn't start no fucking forest fires because it's dry. It's beyond dry. It gives dry a new fucking meaning out there. And I don't see it get, I don't know, fuck, maybe it may have stayed that way all fucking winter, who knows. This is unbelievable. At any rate, let's see what we're gonna jump into here. U.S. expands a new base in oil and gas rich Syrian province. We do business with Syria? We'll figure it out. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, U.S. expands new base in oil and rich Syrian province. I mean, but where we have Syria occupied, we occupy the oil fields and we're taken for the fucking Jews. Is that what they're talking about here? I mean, this is mafia fucking gone wild on an international base. You can stand back and watch it. They're taking the goddamn people of fucking Syria's goddamn oil. Just going in fucking muscling it. And why are they doing that, guys? Because we're fucking allowing it. It's from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Chinese state media is reporting based on Syrian war monitors that Pentagon has expanded its presence inside Syria by establishing a new hub of operations in the northeastern province of, looks like Haikasha, this past weekend. Well, we're just going to do, I mean, it's like they do every fucking thing else, just like this United Nations. We just sit down and we just fucking do it. Write it down on a piece of paper and it's fucking real. No, it ain't, son of a bitch. People are getting tired of your shit. I mean, they'll fucking suck the fucking oil fields dry in Syria. Then we're going to back out of Syria after 20 years and billions of dollars that you paid for us to be in there stealing the fucking oil for the fucking kikes. And we're going to leave them fucking people in famine, just like we did the people in Afghanistan. But we'll leave them a fucking arsenal so they can go out raiding. I mean, this is wanton chaos and no semblance of any kind of law, international or otherwise. There is no fucking law. You get that through your heads. The new military base was set up in the village of Nakara, 3 kilometers southwest of the city of Qamishlia. I don't know shit. I ain't goddamn Syrian. In Hesaka province said, it should be and, they're going to fuck you up and make it worse for you to read. Said the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, as cited in Zinha. I mean, all these words and other names, I mean, shit. What the fuck even put them up there for? I was like, we know where that's at? Yeah, I don't know. I have a fucking clue, do you? I know it's in the oil-rich fucking zone in Syria. The biggest and main U.S. base in Hesaka, that's got to be it, province, remains a Syrian's Omar oil fields, which is a legacy of the Trump administration's Secure the Oil. For secure the oil for who, you motherfucker? You come in there and you say you're part of some kind of goddamn civil war, which you weren't, you thieving fucking Jew prick. And you go in there and you secure, did you secure somebody else's fucking oil there? Donnie? Is that the kind of fucking American you are, you son of a bitch? You thief? May you rot in hell. I'm sure there are people that are going through fucking pure goddamn misery. Hell! And you're going to go through the same hell, you fucking thief. Unbelievable. Secured I've secured their fucking property. It's like your neighbor coming over securing your fucking yard and your house for you, ain't it? I've secured it, and I'm going to start selling shit off here. You low-life son of a bitch. None of you ever try to tell me there's a dime's worth of difference between that fucking cocksucker Trump and that fucking cocksucker Biden, because there ain't. Let's see, where are we here? By establishing a new hub of operations in the northeastern province of Hesaka. God damn it, fucking, I ain't fucking Syrian. I shouldn't have to be fucking saying these words from all over the world, because we shouldn't be all over the fucking world. We should be right here where the big fucking disaster is, don't you think? The new military base was set up in a village at Nakara, 3 kilometers southwest of the city of Qamishlia at a Hesaka province, said the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Oh, okay, we did that. Okay. So I'm Trump's administration, that's where we were. A legacy of the Trump administration, secure the oil, in quotation marks. Now just come secure your fucking house. Come steal any fucking thing you want, you fucking lowlife thief. That's what you are. You're a fucking lowlife thief, aren't you? Along with being a fucking lowlife liar. You're a thief, you're a liar, you're a sleazebag. You are king of the fucking Jews. Policy. While President Joe Biden has rejected this overt rhetoric focused... rejected this overt rhetoric focused taking energy resources, the past month witnessed multiple alleged instances of coalition forces ferrying oil across the Iraqi border in tanker trucks. Wonder where that's fucking going, guys. To be put in that pipeline to go straight to their fucking goddamn, well, the Zionist kike motherfucking son of a bitches that fucking own the goddamn world, and you and me too. We, as we detailed earlier in an August statement from Syria's oil ministry, U.S. occupation forces and their mercenaries, see, I mean, some places they'll just say it openly. Wait a minute, we're fucking tired of your lying. We know what you fucking are, okay? You'd have to be fucking blind, deaf, and dumb not to know what you fucking cocksuckers are. And to know you want to do to us what you're doing to these people in their own fucking lands, in violation of law, but there ain't no goddamn law, obviously. Obviously, the people have got to fight like goddamn savages to get a law back so that we have a standard to work by. U.S. occupation forces and their mercenaries, referring to U.S.-backed Syrian democratic forces. That's their mercenaries. How can that fucking, mercenaries don't come from that fucking country. It's just bullshit. This is the mercenaries they brought in so they could secure the fucking oil for the fucking kikes. Plain and simple. And for Kazaria, as we put it, I was going to say, Galen puts it, steal up to 666,000 barrels of every single day from the fields occupied in the region, in the eastern region. You're not occupying them. You fucking have captured them and you're fucking draining them for your fucking Jew masters, aren't you, son of a bitches? And fucking who captured them? Trumpy. Who's draining them? Fucking Biden. You guys keep pretending like there's some kind of fucking difference in those son of a bitches. You stupid. You goddamn, you're fucking mental rejects. Amounting to around 83% of Syria's daily oil production. According to the ministry's data, the Syrian oil sector has incurred losses nearing about $105 billion since the beginning of the war until the middle of this year as a result of the U.S. oil theft campaign. And that's what it is. When you go take and you seize somebody else's property and you take it and you sell it, that's fucking goddamn grand larceny, isn't it, by definition? Oh, no, we're giving that to the Jews, and they need that to blow up Syria. Wait a minute. I mean, the part of Syria we don't occupy. Get out of their fucking country, you fucking scumbags. That's a goddamn order from the fucking American national, from the American fucking goddamn sovereign, you fucking pricks. You people in Syria, don't blame this on the fucking people of the United States. We don't want no more to do with these fucking goddamn international mafia and you do. It's just that everybody can't realize that they're just a fucking handful and we could wipe them out in a fucking day. And that's across the goddamn planet. There's probably about 8 billion fucking people and probably about, a couple thousand of these son of a bitches fucking doing this to every fucking body on this planet. We could rip them into goddamn hamburger with our hands. Presumably, the establishment of the third main base inside oil and gas-rich Heyseka province is toward further efforts at denying Damascus its own energy. Oh, we're doing it to deny them their energy, don't you see? With the fact that we have fucking troops around it that will shoot them if they come to get their fucking oil. No, we got to sell it, you see. That's how we keep it from getting it. No, we don't sell it. We're going to take it to Iraq, and we're going to split it in the oil line and send it to our Jew masters. Don't you see? I mean, this is so fucking blatant. A three-year-old should be able to figure it out. But, hell, you know, we're talking about something clear over in the fucking Middle East. When we're sitting in the middle of hell ourselves here, when they're doing the same fucking shit to us. And we're just sitting here taking it right up the ass like a fucking dog, man. I'm getting fucked in the ass. Guess I'll go polish my fucking gun some more. Resources. The Syrian and Russian governments have for years condemned Washington for its ongoing occupation of a sovereign country. It obviously is not a sovereign country. If it was a sovereign country, well, either that or there can be no fucking law fucking forbidding it, can there? No law that's being enforced. Nowhere on this goddamn planet, people. There is no law whatsoever, no standard of law being enforced on this whole fucking planet. It's a free-for-all with the fucking mafia in charge. Whoever's got the biggest fucking gun fucking takes the most. China, too, has quietly backed Damascus, also giving the presence of Chinese foreign fighters Islamic, extremists in particular, which are reportedly present in Lidlib, You move my tongue like a goddamn Middle Easterner. Because the fuckers are all... it's like fucking everybody's in everybody else's country. Everybody get the fuck out of here. If you don't speak our language, get the fuck out of here. And everybody in everybody else's country that doesn't speak their language, get the fuck out of their country. Just fucking do it. You want to see huge progress over fucking night? That would do it. Another major base, but which is not, but I love that fucking the guy. That's some sentence construction there. But which is not in, Seika is, at Tal Tafen. I mean, like I said, fucking my tongue's wagging. Well, I shouldn't be speaking this English. We shouldn't be in their goddamn country. U.S. Special Forces at the base of are there ostensibly in support of the Arab and Kurdish and Assad fighters. Now, wait a minute. How can that fucking be? Anti-Assad fighters. That's better. So, okay, let's do it again. Americans. But another major American base, but which is not in Heseka, is at the Tel Tanf. U.S. Special Forces at the base are there ostensibly in support of Arab and Kurdish anti-Assad fighters. You've got a declaration of war you're working under there to be within the laws. Well, that's right. There never was a fucking constitution. That's why you'll spout those constitutional rights, because there can't be no such a thing. There aren't constitutional rights. It is the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable, fucking ratified law of we the people, ratified through our elected representatives, unalienable, December 15, 1791. That's all there fucking is. And if we would enforce it, there, at least there'd be some goddamn law somewhere in the fucking world being enforced. They would fucking run from that like goddamn wolfbane, man. The base's location is strategic given it is near the three-way border between Iraq, Syria, and Jordan. You know, right there, what they all want, what them goddamn dirty Jews, son of a bitches want. Despite the Pentagon for years touting its counter-ISIS mission in Syria, the main U.S. target has clearly remained the Assad government and its Iranian allies. Far-reaching U.S. sanctions have decimated the Syrian economy, impacting the border population hardest and amid runaway inflation. What this has always been about is fucking regime change and stealing the fucking resources, period. Everybody fucking knows this too. I mean, you didn't have to write this fucking article, fucking propagandists. We already fucking know what you're doing. Even Syria, I mean, going into Syria. Oh, we're going to back the rebels. You know, the rebels that we bust in there and brought in there. You know, the mercenaries that work for us that we give a paycheck to through the fucking CIA. That's the people we're backing, you see. So we can get that fucking oil and make sure it gets to our goddamn kike masters, right? A mere 2 weeks ago, the White House ordered two rounds of airstrikes in Syria. That is an act of fucking war. Now, I mean, is this a friendly occupation? I mean, what in the fuck? Like I said, people, do not be under the illusion that there is any small, teeny tiny semblance of fucking law anywhere on this goddamn planet, because there is not. What's the fucking law? That's the law of the jungle. The fucking one who fucking fights the hardest, the meanest son of a bitch, that's the fucking goddamn leader in the jungle. Remember what you see and take it eventually. This is what these fuckers are doing, ain't it? Airstrikes in Syria against what's been described as, quote, Iranian and Iran-backed groups. Because you want to attack fucking Iran because you want their fucking oil too, huh? Maybe somebody like goddamn Trump can go in there and secure it for you. Because everything on this goddamn planet, including the people, belong to the fucking goddamn kikes, right? I don't belong to no fucking Israeli motherfucking Zionist piece of shit. None of them!
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen that video with these group of Jews, they sitting down and they talking. They saying when they Messiah come back, they're going to have, I think it's between 1,600 and 2,800 going slaves.
Are going what?
They're going to have between 1,600 or 2,800 going in slaves when their Messiahs come back.
Going in, I'm completely lost. Going in what?
Slaves.
Slave?
Yeah, you never seen that video?
Huh?
I'm going to see you on the site. Yeah. There's two little rabbi dudes, they talking, they speaking in...
But each one of them gets 1,600 slaves?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Oh, well, fuck,
they
yeah, I believe that.
Back, they're going to have 2,800 going-in slaves. Then they was bragging. They was talking like, the going-in, they already work. They build us cars. They build us apartment homes. Really? They already work for us anyway. They just don't know it. And they were saying that their souls are more higher than ours because they're more human and we're more like beasts.
Yeah, well,
I'm at to send that to you.
They're about to see a fucking beast. Think what 28 people ripping one man apart. I mean, just with their bare hands. I mean, the flesh, no knives, no nothing.
2,800.
About 2,800 then. Ripping one son of a bitch to pieces. Yeah, we'll be the animals you want us to be, you son of a bitch. We are sick of being treated like fucking animals by you animal motherfuckers. Any son of a bitch that would do the shit that you fucking people do ought to be exterminated from this goddamn planet for the sake of the fucking goddamn sanity of people. They are fucking disgusting. They will remain disgusting, and I mean every one of them. I don't want to hear none of you fucking Judeo-Christians jumping up defending those motherfuckers to me, not one of them. I will not separate fly shit from fucking pepper. I'll wipe, I right now I'd fucking turn it all into glass. In a second, if I fucking was at the helm and under control, there would be no more of these miserable motherfuckers in any fucking form. They have been nothing but a detriment upon the fucking planet since their inception. Now they try to, we were the first, you're ending God, and fuck you. And you're not, fuck your God. Right in the fucking ass, motherfucker. And I mean it. I'm not going to live at your fucking whim, you fucking handful of fucking curly-haired freaks. You fucking goddamn baby pecker suckers. You baby fucking rapers. Go fuck yourself. That's all of it, too. And I don't care how many of you motherfuckers out there like that or not either, too. I will plant your fucking ass. You don't know how the discontent with your shit that we have been having to follow for fucking all our lives is. And generationally, we're sick of it. We're sick of the goddamn, the devil worshippers. Sick of the fucking goddamn God worshippers. Go fucking do it with yourself. Go over there and jack off in the goddamn closet and do it for your fucking self. We don't want our own part of it. We want to be left the fuck alone to live our lives as we see fit from second to second as we fucking determine by our own will. Got it? Keep your fucking shit to yourself. Oh, God, that pisses me off when I think about it. Some son of a bitch thinking that they got to... Oh, I know how you should live. Yeah, really? I know how you should die. The fucking bullet through your fucking head, you fucking creep head motherfucker. Well, I read this passage here, man, and I got it all figured out. Well, you figure it out for your fucking self. Go live it. I'll die for your right to go live it by yourself. For you. You try forcing that shit on me, I'll fucking drop you in your fucking tracks. And I think that's pretty much how the fucking mass fucking majority in this country feel. They are sick of being fucking told what to do. When to do it. What they can and cannot have by a bunch of, and you know, the Masonic lodges are full of fucking goddamn Christians, fucking Muslims, every fucking goddamn religion out there. We're sick of that one fucking class having every fucking thing, and we're fucking being pissed on by people who are neither our intellectual nor our physical fucking betters, let alone equals. We'll rip the fucking heads off.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just sent that in to you. That really boiled my blood, man. That really boiled my blood when I saw that.
Well, that would boil a feller's blood. God damn.
Fuck,
I mean, when you see, I mean, when you see these people, I mean, they say like, yeah, they are animals, they are beasts. I mean, this is what they're saying. They're speaking in this Yiddish, you know. So it's like these assholes, man. They really do think that like they're so much better than us, and they are pedophiles.
Bring,
I mean, seriously,
every fucking one of them together. We'll bring an equal a number of fucking American nationals together. No, nothing but fucking fists and fucking hands, and we'll see if you're fucking better than we are. Because I think you'll end up a fucking blood spot on the goddamn pavement. You ain't never fought for your fucking selves, you son of a bitches. All you do is turn other people. Look at this communism we're living with. They had to tell you, we need to declare war on your Bill of Rights. Only we're not going to put up our fists and fight anybody. We ain't going to shoot no guns. We're going to fucking sleaze fuck you in the ass out of your goddamn rights. That's what we got planned. Because we're sleazy ass fuckers. Well, I'll tell you what, sleazy ass fuckers, you're going in the ground. You're in violation of our fucking law, and we are going to enforce our fucking law. We're going to have things our fucking way. Because we are the fucking mass majority, motherfuckers. Oh, man. Goddamn, Dion, you pissed me off with that one. Where are we at here? Oh, counter ISIS mission in Syria. The main U.S. target was clearly remain both the Assad government and its Iranian allies. Far-reaching U.S. sanctions have decimated the Syrian economy. Yes, they have. A mere 2 weeks ago, the White House ordered two rounds of airstrikes. So, I mean, just fucking listen to this shit. I mean, when they were selling this fucking Federalist bullshit to our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers, They can just order. Who ordered this up? One of the goddamn non-governmental agencies that's running this fucking country that is, has a goddamn Esquire at the fucking helm? Huh? Who ordered this? The Congress sure as fuck, if there was one, according to your fucking Federalist Papers, they couldn't order it. There's no declaration of war against these fucking people. And you people of Syria, don't hold this up. Man, we hate them fuckers bad as you do. Believe it. All you people around the world that are being fucked with by this goddamn international corporate mafia made up of every fucking nationality around the world. Your government's a goddamn corporate fucking mafiosa. My government's a goddamn corporate fucking mafiosa. And they all shit through the same hole. Right now they're fucking, it's like a territorial war. But the guy at the top, at the very fucking top, that's where you got the oi boys. Like the 128 fucking slaves. I should have 128 fucking people to wipe my fucking ass. You come try to get them, you curly haired little fucks. You come try to get them, you sons of bitches. Come to my fucking door and try it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm telling you, once when you read these subtitles, you hear what they say, you hear when they say going in, and you read these subtitles, watch how really bad they think of us.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all of us. I mean, it's gonna make you 38 pistol hot. I mean that.
Well, I appreciate that. Oh man, I'm not mad enough. I appreciate it, Dion. God damn it, man. I mean, fucking slavery in this day and age. The fact, you know, that it exists and it's out in the open. I mean, the slave trade is right out in the fucking open. Little kids, pedophiles. I mean, kids by the fucking thousands and thousands and thousands. Women, fucking, I mean, goddamn slavery all across, in every fucking corner of the fucking of the planet. And they talk down. I mean, they want to tear down the fucking the monuments of the fucking war between the North and the South. That lie that it was. And because it had anything that goes wrong, oh, slavery. Well, fuck, if you cared about fucking slavery, why don't you care about those little kids over there that are being enslaved right now? And when people fucking get on their own and they hunt these son of a bitches down, you kill the people who fucking find your fucking pedophile fucking brothers, don't you? You got goddamn Maxine Maxwell. You have the fucking lists. Why is nobody being arrested for that? You talk about a form of slavery taking little children over to a fucking island and fucking raping them? I mean, have you people become numb to this shit? Have you become, have you acquiesced to it? Have you become fucking, acclimated to it? Have you become acclimated to child pedophilia? How low have you sunk? How low can you sink? Maybe you could be a one world fucking slave. Oh, just get my, like, Spiegel on goddamn the fucking, the Tower series of, The Hobbit. Like Spiegel, my precious. That's what you fucking people remind me of. I mean, we can sit here all day. I mean, I can bring up shit after shit after shit after shit. Out fucking rages, just like this theft of fucking Syria's oil. Their people will starve because of this. Little children will fucking go hungry. They will starve to death or be blown up. These airstrikes with fucking Israel and fucking, and these are goddamn combined airstrikes without a declaration of war. This is supposed to be against international law, people. You do realize that, right? But they're attacking these goddamn poor Syrians and fucking killing their kids, killing them, taking their fucking resources like goddamn madmen. And again, you watch.
Hey, Henry,
yes, sir.
You know, another thing that people aren't talking about that's going on in the wars as well, when they're going into these countries, man, they're chopping up and hacking up these people's body parts and selling them as well, too.
Yes.
That never get talked about, but they're, I mean, even with the, I mean, with the child pornography, sex slavery, the human trafficking they do, they also killing people and taking their body parts and selling them as well.
You goddamn right they are. Any one of these fucking issues, people, should be enough for us to destroy this small amount of fucking goddamn psychopaths that have fucking, because they're psychopaths and have no conscience and have been bred for this, generation after inbred generation, and they have this much fucking money and power so that they can commit fucking, they can commit pedophilia on a goddamn worldwide basis, get caught, have the fucking list right here in the United States, and Bill fucking bite the bitch in the face, Clinton, he's going to get to finish out the rest of his fucking life and all the comforts in the world. They all are. They're not a bit fucking worried. Why? Because they know you ain't got the goddamn cojones to do nothing. It has to be. You do have the evidence. You goddamn right you do. On 1,000 things, you have the fucking evidence. 1,000 crimes that have put them against the wall. You have the evidence. You just will not fucking prosecute it. And that's the problem. We'll be right back.
Hey,
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:41 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution. It ain't Edge of Revolution, Nickelback. Now, we're at the edge of the fucking people picking up their fucking guns and enforcing the fucking law that they laid down in 1791, December 15th. There's not going to be no revolutions. There ain't going to be no goddamn counter-revolutions. There ain't going to be no goddamn civil wars. We're just going to enforce the fucking law. That's all we have to do. We're absolutely in the right, and who in the hell in this... Do you think the Syrians would stand against you? Because I don't. Anyway, what do we got next here? Israel carries out new attack on Aleppo Airport. This is from RT, sent in by Galen for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And Aleppo Airport is a fucking international fucking airport. It's a civilian fucking airport. But these motherfucking kike Zionist motherfuckers, you see that they've stayed back since they've, they're Karzaian, I can't even say it. They're Karzaian brothers have stepped out fucking, up front, fucking building an army to fucking attack us with. The Israelis kind of slunk back, but they're fucking sitting back there fucking killing people every fucking day. You murdering son of a bitches are going to pay. You are going to fucking pay. Now, remember a fucking goddamn, the United Nations law, when they used to have you sold on law, any kind of fucking law, we all know there is no fucking law. There is no fucking law. There is arbitrary dictate by a goddamn members of an international corporate fucking mafia that only answer to one a fucking other. And sometimes not even that. And it don't even matter where you fall in the fucking equation. Fuck you. At any rate, fucking, in a second attack on Aleppo, which is a fucking, it's unlawful, supposed to be against international law to attack a goddamn civilian airport. International airport, in the span of a week, at least one missile struck the runway while several were shot down by Syrian air defense. State media in Damascus. Man, I'm glad I don't, you know, the Syrians have their fucking oil. I'm thinking about them poor fucking Africans. I think they found oil over there. They're getting about ready to get some fucking help themselves. And they're not gonna fucking like it. Several were shot down by Syrian air defense. State media in Damascus reported on Tuesday evening blaming Israel for the strike. Blaming Israel? Who in the fuck else is over there? What do you think? Did the fucking Syrians bomb themselves? Well, I guess America was helping them out a little bit there. They ran some Saudis, didn't they? Israeli aggression targeted the Aleppo airport, the Syrian Arab News Agency reported on Tuesday, adding that air defense, quote, shot down a number of missiles fired from the international airspace over the Mediterranean Sea. Who's firing missiles at them out at sea? I wonder who's doing that. God damn, that oil's got worth some money, man. I mean, these black-hearted motherfuckers would... They'd sell their own mother on the fucking sidewalk for $2 a fucking, you know it. They're the most loathsome, low down, pedophilic pieces of fucking dog shit to ever live. I wonder who did that. The strike involved at least 5 missiles and took the Aleppo airport out of service once again, according to several local reports, which could not be immediately confirmed. Hey, keep people the fuck out of there. You don't want no goddamn buddy getting over there and getting some pictures of the shit you're doing to the little kids over there. Because when people see little kids, I don't care. You can say, oh, they're just those goddamn Syrian kids. When people see little kids getting hurt, we don't fucking like it, motherfucker. We're not goddamn animals like you. You talk about, you fucking Jew cocksuckers, talk about the goyim being animals. You are the fucking animals. You're sick in the fucking head. Which could not be immediately confirmed. Tuesday evening's attack is the second strike against the Aleppo airport in the space of a week. Last Wednesday, several Israeli missiles made it past the Syrian air defenses, striking and damaging the runway and disabling the airport. The same air raid caused damage at the Damascus International Airport as well, but it remained operational. This is just plain, just pounding the fucking... See, Assad wouldn't leave. They thought they were going to get rid of him like they did Hosni Mubarak and the rest of those fucking dickweeds. You know, Arab Spring. They just come up with like the COVID-19. Just any fucking goddamn slogan and fucking think they can change the world and turn it upside down. Shake the people around and make them become what they fucking want us to be. You can't. We are fucking, whether you can, you, one thing you cannot defeat is the fact that we're fucking individuals. And before we'll, I'll take a shot of one of your fucking shots to make me anything but an individual. I'll blow your fucking head off. I'll happily blow your fucking head off. You scum-sucking piece of shit. Caused damage at the Damascus International Airport as well, but it remained operational. According to the Russian military, on that occasion, Israeli jets fired a total of 16 projectiles, including missiles and glide bombs. Syrian authorities said the Aleppo runway would be repaired by Friday. I mean, what you're looking at here, don't you remember? I mean, do you have a memory span that greater than that of a head of cabbage? You remember when it was, you can't attack a sovereign country. What was that United Nations built for anyway? So that countries, you know, to stop wars and shit. And that ain't what that fucker's being used for. It's that NATO army. And there is no American goddamn fucking military. You're NATO military. You're slow life scumbags. You're thieves. You're murderers. And we take no truck with you. You fucking cocksuckers are on your own. You go there to somebody else's country and kill them for their resources, kill their children. And you know, there's fucking, you look back and, you know, the international law was supposed to make it illegal. I mean, the whole goddamn world was supposed to jump on you if you fucking went and crossed somebody's border without a goddamn declaration of war, and you better have a goddamn good reason, and it better go through NATO, the United Nations. Of course, it's always been American Israel. It ain't never been nothing but an American-Israeli fucking organization. With the goddamn Europe and the crown heads of Europe going right up to the Rothschilds, all fucking running the son of a bitch, huh? But it was, I mean, the whole idea was that you couldn't do shit like this. You can. Exactly why did we raid in Syria? Oh, that was the gas thing, right? No. We had no goddamn authority to go into goddamn Syria. We just fucking did it. I mean, they've got to the point, these son of a bitches have got to the point to where when they want to do something, they just fucking do it. And, well, I mean, have you got a response prepared for what you don't even know what's coming at you? And they've never been fucking punished. You don't punish a goddamn criminal. What's the deterrent to doing it again? And these international motherfuckers with mountains, as big as Mount Everest, of fucking gold. That there's some oil in Syria. I want it. Hey, pick up a few of them kids off the ground, the ones that didn't get hit with the phosphorus. Yeah, grab that one. Yeah, oh, yeah, I could have some fun with that. I mean, this is what you got, man. This is the fucking world you live in. And it's that way because you allow it. I don't care what country you're in, you're still allowing it. I mean, goddamn, before I would see a fucking child fucking abused like that, I would surrender my life in a fight that I couldn't win, but I would goddamn fight. Syrian authorities said the Aleppo runway would be repaired by Friday. The Aleppo airport had only reopened for civilian traffic in February 2020, having been badly damaged by the fighting with the Western-backed militia. It ain't Western-backed militias. Stop your fucking lying. Who has sent this in? RT? RT, stop your fucking lying. We know you're lying and this fucking shit's on your credibility. You do understand that. Just call it what it fucking is. Foreign fucking mercenaries. ISIS. Paid for by the fucking CIA and the Mossad. By the United States and Israel. To go in and fucking disrupt the fucking goddamn government and overthrow the fucking government of Syria. Period. Only the government of Syria was too much behind the leader that they fucking elected, that they chose, that they wouldn't let you fucking muscle him out. They fought you, and they fought you, and they fought you. But don't worry. Trump, he fucking secured the goddamn oil zone where all the fucking wealth is. You're going to get that Jew boy. You're going to make sure that gets to the fucking Jews. So you can get one more shekel and get in your fucking helicopter. I don't know if a helicopter even go that high anymore. I might have to make a little fucking goddamn spaceship for you to go up to the top of your mountain of fucking shekels, you fucking pig shit-eating motherfuckers. So you can put another shekel up there. You wait, the walls and the goddamn mountains of shekels are going to come tumbling down on you, motherfuckers. You will die underneath the weight of your own fucking goddamn greed. And we will be there to fucking goddamn bid you on your fucking way. Western-backed militias seeking to overthrow the Syrian government. How many times has the government whipped their fucking ass? And the government was about to beat them clear out of that oil zone. I mean, I remember all this shit going down. And the government had attacked. I mean, they almost, it was just like they were letting them last a little bit of them fucking funnel out. Here comes the Americans charging in with their goddamn fucking Jew brothers. And they come in and fucking, and all hell breaks out. They're using certain gas and stuff like that. So we're coming in and we're going to occupy. Well, we're going to occupy all their land that's worth the fucking shit. And watch their people fucking starve to death. You think there's going to be no comeuppance for that, you motherfuckers? Really? You believe that? I know you don't have any belief in anything. I mean, you just believe fucking do what I want as fast as I can do it, as much as I can do it, no matter how fucking obtuse or fucking gross or fucking goddamn sick it is. As long as I get a little fucking thrill, I'm when I die, there's nothing. There probably is nothing. But on your way to fucking death, there are fucking, you run into karma all the fucking time. And you guys got some fucking karma coming to you that fucking is unspeakable. How would you like this done to you and yours? Your family? Go look at your little daughter. Go look at your little son. How would you like this shit done to them? For them to scream in pain. Maybe as they're being raped by fucking Donald Trump. Or fucking goddamn Bill Clinton. Or any one of them fucking number of goddamn Biden. He likes little boys and girls, don't he? Or little girls anyway, I think. He's a sniffer. But how would you like that done to your fucking children, you son of a bitches? You see, what you're counting on is that we're the kind of people that we can't do. We couldn't. I couldn't. I could never do anything like that to a child. But I could show her pictures of you fucking doing it to a child, you son of a bitch. Once she got old enough for her mind to accept it, or his mind to accept it. I could show him pictures. This is what your daddy was. Don't you, I mean, it would be enough to fucking, and you talk about scared straight, the next generation might be a little bit fucking better people. But they'd have to be watched close. Because, I mean, this is generational breeding that has brought this kind of an animal out into the goddamn open that would do this kind of shit. Anybody, I mean, when I watched that goddamn phosphorus burn through that kid's leg on the Gaza Strip, I just sit there and I go, fucking human, what is a fucking human being? Are there any goddamn human beings left on this fucking planet? I mean, somebody was filming that. Fucking, why didn't you drop your camera, run in there and cut that son of a bitch out? It's burning through his fucking leg. Do you care? Or they'll show people in famine, man, where goddamn famine caused by the goddamn international corporate mafia, so they could steal their, look at Venezuela. They should have never been in famine. They're rich. But there was the goddamn famine. And they're right up there with their goddamn, did you bring any food? Why don't you reach the guy a sandwich? It's the fucking people, this whole goddamn generation of these goddamn cell phones. Everybody wants to take a picture of the atrocity. They don't want to stop it. How could you look at it? What kind, do you get a thrill out of looking at it? Because instead of holding that camera, you could drop that camera and try to stop it. But you have to put yourself to the hazard. And you do, I guess, you know, you're building more goddamn psychos every fucking day because people really want to, they want to look at this shit. They want to look at little phosphorus burning through a little kid's fucking leg. God almighty, that's something, I mean, you go to a car, have you ever been to a car wreck? And you got to go look in a car. Man, it is a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice of your fucking, of your mental capacity, your sanity, to have to look into a bad wreck in a bad car, you know. But you have to do it in case you could save somebody. But you are sacrificed. That's how it used to be here. Now you can go on YouTube and you can watch the most ungodly things. I mean, a person was showing me the other day. And one of the fucking, oh, this is just one that they just fucking thought was wonderful. A car went up underneath the back of a fucking semi. And when they showed him pulling it out, pulling the car out from underneath the semi, and the man, he was dead. He was goddamn, he was fucking dead. But the lady, she flipped back and, oh, Jesus God, I wanted to puke. Wow, look at that. Isn't that cool? What a cool video that guy got, man. I bet he gets a fucking million hits. And it goes the same way with this shit here, people. You're watching, goddamn, you're watching the most horrid. You're looking down into hell. And you want to look again rather than stop it. Rather than stop an atrocity, you'd rather fucking film it and get it on the goddamn internet. So much more fucking freaks like you that fucking you're messed up in the goddamn head. You have to be. To want to look at another human being in that condition. When you don't have to. I mean, I'm fucking myself and two different fucking things I've seen somebody beheaded. And it was a fucking nightmare, man. It's not something I like to remember. It's not something I like to dwell on. But it was a sacrifice and I had to do it. I had to go make sure I had to see if I could help anybody. That's your fucking responsibility to yourself. To your fucking humanity. And the same thing is right here. I mean, people don't realize it. Like the guy taking the goddamn footage of the phosphorus burning through the kid's leg. Or all the fucking things I have fucking seen. I just want to turn my head away from the fucking screen. I don't want to see that shit. I want to stop it. If I was there, I would fucking dive in and try to fucking... I would have pulled out my knife. It would have hurt like a motherfucker, but nothing like fucking phosphorus burning through you. I got that piece of phosphorus out of that kid's leg. At least he'd been started on his way to quit fucking hurting. God, we're a sick fucking world, people. We better fucking find ourselves. That's all I can tell you. If we don't find ourselves, they will succeed because we'll want to watch it happen. That's the goddamn truth of it. I don't know. Anyway, that's about all I can take of this shit. I'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Between now and then, think about that. Think about the people you know. That people that would, I mean, I don't know, some the cringe factor, I don't know what the fuck you'd call it, that they would want to actually go out of their way to look at something like that, let alone not stop it. That's The Word from the Trenches.